Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Freeways, Mitchell southbound looking pretty good at the moment. Just starting to build up a little bit around Woodfords Ave, and Kwinana northbound just a little bit slow around Cranford Avenue as well. That crash is still happening on Stock Road southbound prior to Phoenix Road in Bibra Lake. Left lane is blocked and traffic is looking a little bit slow back to Forest Road, so try your best to avoid that if you can. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Road.
Why, thank you, Dana. Now, Leon.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
You know, the Kim.
Yep.
Big deal.
Big celebrity.
Big celebrity.
Not really sure
why.
That's okay.
That's fine. It's neither here.
It doesn't change the fact that she is a big celebrity.
She married Kanye. Big celebrity. But now she's dating Pete Davidson.
Right.
Why?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. But apparently he's in Australia filming a movie. Why? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Why do people keep casting him? I'm joking.
But it's okay.
Apparently he's in a new movie called Wizards.
Oh, well.
With an exclamation mark.
That'd be interesting.
Yes, it is. But apparently they're in Cairns, in far north Queensland.
Yes. FNQ, as they call it.
Yes, the far north Queensland. Now, Cairns is a small town. Not much going on there.
Oh, yeah, they've got...
Exactly. You've been to Cairns?
No, I haven't.
No, not many people have. But apparently they've been spotted at a cafe bar kitchen. It's a lot of words there. It's called the Botanica Cafe Bar Kitchen.
It used to be a Botanica in Perth.
But there's three words for the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Could be Botanica Cafe, Botanica Bar, or Botanica Kitchen. Any of it.
Doesn't matter. Pete and Kim were there.
Pete and Kim were spotted there. But apparently the same day, Kim was seen and pictured stepping out of her $600,000 car in Los Angeles.
Oh. So was it a
mistake? So is she in Cairns or is she not in Cairns?
Is she in LA or is she not in LA?
Did they actually spot her or was it just someone who happened to be in Cairns who looked like Kim Kardashian, where Pete Davidson is?
Do you think it was one of those fake celebrities when you think you've seen a celebrity?
Body double,
do you
reckon it was a double?
Probably not a body double. Probably someone thought they saw a celebrity.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that looks like Kim Kardashian. I wonder if it is. Yeah, I'll go get a photo with her. Oh, she's gone.
That reminds me of the time.
Oh, did you think you saw Kim Kardashian?
No, I wasn't Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay. What was it?
I thought I saw Willem Dafoe at a fried chicken restaurant.
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
Like the bad guy from Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's the one. The Green Goblin himself.
Okay.
It was in Warwick, in Perth. Fried chicken, large chain. I thought, oh, that's Willem Dafoe.
You see it getting a hunger tamer, you know? He's like, oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah. He had that big green flying surfboard thing on his back.
Flying on a surfboard. Like, so it wasn't him, I assume?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think Willem Dafoe's ever seen a fried chicken restaurant before. I think that guy is pure muscle.
Yeah.
All right, let's open this up to the family. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Did you ever think you saw a celebrity, but it wasn't?
Yeah, when did you think you saw a celebrity?
And you have a chance to win a family pass to My Sweet Monster, thanks to station sponsor Rialto Distribution. This enchanting musical adventure is one every family will enjoy. Rated PG in cinemas June 30. Get calling. All right, 98.5 with Dan for breakfast. And we're talking about Kim Kardashian. She's in Cairns, apparently. But apparently she's not in Cairns. Apparently she's in LA. So we're asking the family, have you ever thought you saw a celebrity, but maybe you didn't? And we've got the one and the only, Jodie McGuire from Think Performance Psychology on the phone. Good morning, Jodie.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Jodie, what's up? What's going on?
Well, I was just going to say, we might be able to put some fact or some fiction behind this rumour, because as you know, the family know I work for the Cairns Taipan.
Yes.
And they tend to know everything that's going on in town, because generally they get told who's in town so you can invite them to an NBL game. That's how it works.
Yes.
With the NBL to get primo seats.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do a bit of investigating for you and the family and see if we can put some fact or fiction behind this.
We can crack this case.
Or if indeed there's a lookalike.
Yes.
We'll crack this case.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if it wasn't even Pete Davidson. It was just another guy who had his, you know, a questionable past walking around Cairns. It's neither here nor there either. Jodie, thank you so much for your call. Oh, Jodie McGuire. She's always good. She's always good to help. But we've got another one here from Chelsea in South Guildford. I thought I saw McGee from NCIS while we were in New York. We ran 100 meters back down the street so we could walk back past him again to be sure it wasn't him. Oh, that's too bad. McGee? Was it McGee or McGee? I can't remember NCIS. Oh, that's a good one. Anyway, keep them coming, guys, and you can win those tickets. .5 with Dan for breakfast. Kirstie's still off. We are talking about Kim Kardashian. She's apparently in far north Queensland, or in, you know, in Cairns. And look, we don't think she's there, but apparently she's there. But then she was spotted in LA, and so we're asking the family, "Did you ever see a celebrity?" But it turns out it wasn't a celebrity. And we got Merrin on the line. Good morning, Merrin.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Good.
Trying to keep dry.
Oh yes, we all are. Tell us your story.
So, yeah, my husband and I were in Hawaii a few years back, and while we were on a bus in Honolulu, we had actually seen a street that was shut off, and they were filming Hawaii 5-0. Like, we saw the cameras, we saw the scene, all of that, which was really cool. Mm. Anyway, we were on a different bus a day or two later, going on a tour, and we had told the other tourists on the bus what we'd seen. Like, oh, you know, we saw Hawaii 5-0 filming, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, as we headed up the main road, there was an area that was all shut off, like it was roadworks. Mm-hmm. And that was fine, except then a police car drove past, and it was just a regular police car, but everyone else on the bus was like, "Oh my goodness, it's Hawaii 5-0!" I started taking photos out the window of the police car.
No, it's just the local law enforcement. Oh, that's so good. So, were you right? Was it actually Hawaii 5-0, or were you just seeing another police?
No, we were right. We actually did see Hawaii 5-0. Okay. Like, we saw the smoking police car. We saw all of the boom mics and the big cameras and everything. But, yeah, I think we set everybody else up because they thought they saw the same. And that day it wasn't.
Oh, how good. Thank you so much for your call, Merrin. That's a goodie. And we've also got Patrick on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you? Tell us your story.
So, I've got a celebrity sighting a little bit in reverse.
Okay.
So, somebody thought that my wife and I were celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... my wife and I, we were in China on a train, and my wife's Chinese, mm-hmm. and I'm obviously Australian, mm-hmm. and somebody on the train thought that we were Mark Zuckerberg and his wife was still a Chan.
Do you look like Mark Zuckerberg, Patrick?
I mean, we're both awkward-looking white men, but no, not really.
Oh, Patrick, that is too good. You know what, Patrick, you win. You win these tickets. You have won a family pass to see My Sweet Monster. Thanks to station sponsor Rialto Distribution, this enchanting musical adventure is one every family will enjoy. Rated PG in cinemas June 30. Look, keep them coming if you want. 0429-985-985. It's always fun. When did you see a celebrity, but it wasn't?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.